Good evening.
Hi, is this Kyle?
It is.
Hi, Kyle. Kyle, this is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke this morning, of course, regarding branding your business online and doing the website for you. Did you ever make it home to get that billing information?
Yep, actually just pulled into the driveway as we speak.
Oh, perfect timing. You're pretty spot on when you said you'd get home.
I'm a very orderly person in terms of my schedule, so I try my best.
Sometimes you have to be, and that's a good thing. So we're already, though, unfortunately, booked out for that remaining calendar invite, or I should say client interview on that calendar, but we can schedule for even, well, fairly much first thing on Monday for you. And did you say that card is a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What's going to work best for you?
It's going to be a Visa.
And, Kyle, is it your name on that card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Just mine.
Any middle initial on that particular card?
A-P.
You said P like Paul, not T like Tom?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. And then you said it was a Visa card, so I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
So just remind me, this is going to be a charge of how much for the, you said
it's 149. Yeah, it's exactly the 149. Again, it's officially friends and family. It is a fixed rate, though, so it'll never go up. The website's included. The building, hosting, maintenance, updating of the website is included, and there is no setup fee. So it just bills for 149, and that would be the recurring amount. As long as you choose to use the service, again, it is a month-to-month service.
Okay. And I did, I figured out it wasn't Google that had called earlier. It was a Google partnership, I think, as you might have said.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, well, yeah, I'm not surprised. Anytime someone says they're Google, it just I'm not sure if it was heard incorrectly. I mean, I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. But I do know for a fact, and it's happened on a number of occasions, Google has definitely kind of taken to task a number of people misrepresenting themselves as Google. So it's something that we always have to be diligent of, just to be clear that we are a Google Premier partner and not Google it themselves. This particular Visa, Kyle, does it bill to the 49031 Honeytree Court, 48168?
No, it's going to be my other address. It's going to be 44541 Midway Drive.
Same zip code still? Still in Northville?
No, it's going to be Novi, and then the zip is going to be 48375.
Oh, you broke up a little bit. Was that 48375?
Correct.
Okay. You said it was Midway Drive, right? 44541?
Correct.
Perfect. And then you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, and if you want to read it to me 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back to you at the end for accuracy.
It's going to be 4194.
Yes, sir.
2300.
Okay.
977.
Can you repeat that?
7977.
Okay.
And then 1508.
Gotcha. So I've got 4194, 2300, 7977, 1508.
Correct.
And then the expiration month and year?
Going to be 0423.
04 or April of 2023. And then the last 3 digits on the back of that card?
242.
242. So I've got 242242 and then 04 or April of 2023 for the expiration date. Now, in just about a minute or so, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Sure, I can write it down.
Sure. Okay, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. 1-800-635-6225. And then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team outside of hours, they will follow up with you within the following business day. That email address is simply support@local/.com. And again, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute here through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification. It's provided for you in writing. Of course, we went over that in that other phone call. You'll receive that link also by text message. So depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive that text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please do just let me know. I do want to walk you through a couple of other things there. The only other order of business here is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. And again, we schedule by the hour. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. And I'm pulling up that calendar now. Like I said, we're booked out for the rest of the day, but we try to get our client interviews done same day if possible, and that's why we end up booked out at the end of the day for Monday. And of course, we are closed on the weekend. I've got the first available, which would be 10 a.m. I could possibly get that 6 o'clock at the end of the day, but again, it's starting to get booked up towards the end of Monday. But did you want something kind of early-ish, mid-morning, afternoon, or towards the end of the day?
Towards the end of the day would be preferable, because I'm pretty early.
Okay, there's a 4 o'clock for sure. I would have to check real quick, and I will, to see if we're getting a new client interview trained up and not officially yet on the calendar, but they might let me add it. It looks like it's booked out for 6 o'clock, but I'll see if I can do that, and I'll know in just a minute here. Okay. So I'll know in just a minute here if I can do that 6 o'clock on Monday. The supervisor in that department is usually right on getting back to me when I make that request. So I'll know in just a second here. I am going to send you, once it is confirmed, a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really more for your records. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call, and you certainly do not need to respond to that calendar invite. It is going to say Local Splash CIENG on there. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And then did you receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out to you?
Just got the text message.
Okay. So if you open up the text, it goes right where we want it to go. If you open up the email, of course, it's got the invoice at the bottom. And in the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, that is hyperlinked, and it goes to where the text message would go automatically anyway, which is the Local Splash terms and conditions, talking about the services that we'll provide for you, starting with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Do you see that?
Yep.
Okay. So, of course, we're going to mirror the content on Bing as well. The search engines or the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is, like I said, almost 70 different destinations and directories. The landing page is your website that we'll create for you. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes across the bottom. Above it, there's a small box that we do want you to click on. It says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card that we have in your name. And then below that line, that longer box, it's going to ask you to type in your first and last name exactly as it appears there. It is case sensitive. Once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box just below it. That's going to do a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it is that fixed flat rate of $149, that we've waived your setup fee, that the website's included, etc. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that name, address, phone number, of course, we'll create that website, make sure that any information that's out there for your business online is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. And then the address on Honeytree Court, you do receive your mail there, right, currently?
Correct.
And we are going to PIN verify your business, kind of based out of Northville. But you should see a username and password was asking for you now, and you don't have to worry about that. That's just the automated system thinking you're trying to log into your tracking and your reporting. It's the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks you're trying to do it right now, doesn't even know that it's not active yet. If you were able to put in a username and a password, I think it would give you an error message. The username, though, is your phone number. The area code is included. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the numbers themselves. So the username will always be 248-756-6106. I'm sending that to you as well in that calendar invite. I'm still trying to hear back, though, to see if that 6 o'clock is available. Would you be able to do 4 if I can't get that 6 o'clock approved?
I'm usually out that time. I usually end work around this like 5 to 6 range, so I couldn't see that I could be there.
Okay.
So I don't want to make it.
Well, he's not responding. It's the end of the day for everyone, so I know he's juggling quite a few things. So I'm going to go ahead and schedule it. I mean, we were in a meeting earlier this week that says, please run it by us, but I'm almost 100% going to say go ahead and do it. Like I said, we just don't have that additional agent's calendar live just yet. But I'll go ahead and I'll send that out to you if they respond that they're not going to approve it. The 5 o'clock is booked out too, but for tomorrow, not tomorrow, for Tuesday then, we could do the 6 o'clock if we have to. But I'm going to send you the calendar invite, kind of ask for forgiveness later versus permission now, although in my defense, I did ask for permission and I waited a good little bit to get it, but I'm still going to go ahead and send you out that calendar invite for the 6 o'clock on Monday. At 5, you'll receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled for 6, and like I said, it's a 1-hour window for a call that takes about half that time, and again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. But other than that, it is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call on Monday. I, though, wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going, get your phone ringing, and of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.
Real pleasure speaking with you, Kyle. Always a pleasure. I appreciate your time. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day. You enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. You as well, Paul. Thanks for your help.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.